Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we welcome you to our program today. This is the Feast, the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity on this day, May 27th, and it's also the weekend, of course, of Memorial Day. And in a very special way, my brothers and sisters, and I really would just, you know, you could go on to YouTube and watch the last 5 minutes or last 10 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, and I tell you, it'll make you cry. And it's important that us men cry, and women cry. And if you haven't cried in a while, you need to. We really need to, especially for men. We really need to get re-back connected to our hearts. And I'll say for the women too, you know, that we all need to learn to treat each other with respect and kindness. And sometimes, you know, those hurts that we feel, especially when divorce happens in families, they're very deep wounds, my brothers and sisters, very deep wounds. And let us pray and try to heal those wounds. But we're going to talk about that today in this Trinity. The Most Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, what it means in our lives, and what the scriptures are pointing to. But I encourage you to do that. If you do not have an American flag, and go buy one and put it out. And no matter what your feelings are about, you know, authority or the military or politics or anything like that, just put that all aside. And I tell you what, when you look across a field of crosses and stars, and even today, you know, we have Muslim brothers and sisters who serve in the armed forces for the United States who die in battle, to battle against evil. And that's what we battle against. We battle against evil. Do we make mistakes? Absolutely, we've made mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We're human beings. But for the most part, you know, we have saved Europe a couple of times, and continue to do that. You know, this is a great country, a country to be proud of, a country to pray for. And if we're not doing that, we're missing a lot. You know, if you boil it all down to politics and who's in charge or supposed to be in charge right now. You know, and we need to pray for our president, pray for those people in public office, pray for our neighbors, all of our brothers and sisters. And, you know, that's what this program's about. This program's about having an epiphany, an awakening, really waking up to our faith, waking up to ourselves, you know, how I treat other people, the way I talk, the words I say have power, have consequence. Can either help or hurt. It's a very powerful thing. And so we need to watch what we say and such. So if you're ever interested in becoming Catholic, a Catholic Christian, we're the original, like Coca-Cola, we're the original. And you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org, and that's a good place to find resources. EWTN.com, another great resource, and then ultimately Vatican.va, which is the website in Rome. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, the church has been marching on here for now almost 2,000 years, and it's just an amazing thing that Christ, a gift from God, a gift from Christ, a gift from the Holy Spirit, that has given us the church, a place to worship, a place to gather, a place to try to agree upon the faith and what the faith means, and to get away from all this, the petty bickering. That's why we've got 30,000, 50,000 different churches and such. And because of, you know, I want it this way, I want it that way. And, you know, God has allowed it, yes, but it's the whole thing is that where am I at on the path? What am I? Why am I disagreeing? You know, I was telling someone the other day. I says, you know, Jesus never carried a Bible with him. You know, he preached. He talked about love and forgiveness and kindness. And we don't do that so much these days. You know, it's all about I'm going to prove you wrong, or I've got this and you don't have that, and blah blah blah. And that's really not the point, my brothers and sisters. It's really not the point. And I think we're going to find some of that in some of the readings that we've got today. So this is going to be Liturgy of the Word. If you want the second half of the Mass, which is Liturgy of the Eucharist, even though this isn't even the first half of the Mass, but it is if you go to a Catholic church. First half of the Mass is Liturgy of the Word. Second half of the Mass is Liturgy of the Eucharist, where we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ in Holy Communion and also in the precious blood. And that is also brought upon by a gift of the Holy Spirit, just as the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Blessed Mother Mary to bring Jesus into the world, so does the Holy Spirit at the Epiclesis when the priest, acting persona in Christe as the man Jesus, puts his hands over the elements of bread and wine, and that is transformed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that's only the Catholic Church does that. You know, there are certain Orthodox churches that do it as well, that have valid Eucharists, such as the Greek Orthodox Church and the Eastern Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox Church, still have valid orders. But and of course the Lutheran Church and many of the Protestant churches believe totally separate ideals on it. So I'm not going to get into that, but it's totally different than how the Catholic Church looks at this as truly, truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. So let's go right into our first reading, which is from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 4, 32 through 34, and then 39 through 40. Moses said to the people, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created man upon earth, ask from one end to the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? What is ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of the fire as you did and live? Or did any God venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testing, by signs and wonders, by war with strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children, after you, may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land, which the Lord your God is giving you forever." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Very beautiful thing in this scripture, you know, reminding us that God is love. Our responsorial psalm is Psalm 33. "Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of kindness of the Lord the earth is full. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all their hosts. For he spoke and it was made, he commanded and it stood forth. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. See, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope in his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us, who have put our hope in you. Blessed the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our second reading is a reading from Romans 8, 14 through 17. That's Romans 8, 14 through 17. Brothers and sisters, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Powerful words. Our final reading is the gospel. The gospel of Matthew 28, 16 through 20. This is the end of the gospel. 28, 16 through 20. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Beautiful gospel today. And kind of a farewell in this final words that Christ is giving us, the final assignment, the final mission. And that's why Mass, this word Mass comes from mission, our misso. This is our mission. That's why we go to church. We don't go to church to be goody two shoes. We go to church to find out what our mission is. And if that results in us being goody two shoes, well, that's great. But this great mission that we receive every time we go to Mass, every time we listen, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I don't get anything out of church, you know, I don't get anything out of it. Well, I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, part of it is that as parishioners, as people who go to Mass, you know, we want everything to be done quickly, right? You know, it's like, well, Father, you know, and you're talking to basically Jesus. Well, Father, you know, you think you can get it done in 35 minutes? Because I got to, you know, mow my grass, or I got to go eat some eggs and bacon, or I don't want to be last in line at the buffet. And I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's almost better off that you just stay home. See? Because that's not worshiping God. You're worshiping yourself. See? And so often, you know, pastors and deacons will do this. They will, you know, everything gets molded to what the people want. Well, I'll tell you what, the people are sick. We're sick. We're in trouble. You know, we think the answer to a pregnancy is to destroy the baby. That's how smart we are now. Okay? And it all rolls downhill from there. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, to really get something out of the mission, the Mass, what it's all about, is to read the Scriptures before you go to Mass. People say, well, how do I do that? What? Anybody heard of the Internet? So you get on the Internet, you go to usccb.org, which is, or you can go to ewtn.com. You know, you can type in Sunday readings into Google and you'll find them for a Catholic church. All the Catholic churches publish them in their bulletins for the next week and sometimes even for the whole week, the Scripture reads. My point is this, my brothers and sisters, it's our fault. All of us, collectively, me included, the deacon. Okay? It's all of us. We're in too big of a hurry. Okay? We're even in a hurry to worship God. See? And then we say we don't get anything out of it. Well, part of it is it's about sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. Going to church is about you missing something that you would rather do. Like sleep. Or just stuff your face with food. Or just do nothing. Read the newspaper. Relax. Just take it easy. Don't worry about it. Well, you need to worry about it. Because you need to go to Mass. We need to confess our sinfulness. And we need to truly worship God on our knees. And when the consecration happens, we need to be on our knees. Unfortunately, there are some Catholic churches who don't do that. It's not too smart. It's not smart at all. It's not worshiping God. The holiest. Well, and then people wonder, why don't people believe in the real presence of the Eucharist? Why don't people believe that that's really Jesus? Well, you don't act like it's really Jesus. You don't act like there's a miracle happening. So why should I believe there's a miracle happening when you don't act like there's a miracle happening? See? There's also a lot of pauses during the Mass. But the priest can't do those pauses, can't do those little stop and listen to our own minds, listen to the prayers of the faithful, silence after the consecration, silence after receiving Holy Communion. These moments of 1 or 2 minutes of silence, 5 or 10 different spots during the Mass that we should be taking to put us into the mode of worship, true worship. Okay? It's not entertainment. You know, you can go to the big Bible church, or you can go to the big church on the highway, and they'll dance around for you and play loud music, and you'll be entertained like you're at the new Star Wars movie. But that's not worshiping God. Maybe in a certain way it is. Maybe that's the way you want to worship God today. But an 80-year-old person is not going to want to worship God that way. Nor is a little child. And so often the word, the real word of God, is excluded. It's how I feel today is what I'm going to preach about. What I want to talk about today is what I'm going to preach about. But there needs to be order, consistency, truth. Truth. And the Catholic Church has this 2,000 years of truth, tried and true, over and over. So in this gospel reading today, it's fantastic. Now, in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick, and this is the Epiphany Radio Program in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. And God bless our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, those in the armed services, and our brothers and sisters and our families who have gone before us. And we ask for their prayers and for them to pray for us, and we should pray for them as well. But I also mentioned at the top of the radio program, and I'll mention it again, you know, it's a good idea to go out and Google the last 5 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, the movie Saving Private Ryan. Quite dramatic, and especially for us men out there, you know, it's worth a good cry. You know, all the women, I'm sure, will cry, you know, because they actually have hearts. But us men, you know, we need to find our hearts. We need to open up, and we need to say, you know, the things that bother us and the things that hurt us, and be leaders of our families and save our marriages and fight for our marriages and fight for our families and fight for our children and fight for our country and fight for Jesus Christ and fight for peace and fight for truth. And what is right, and to speak up, and not to be cowardly, to make it worth it all. Make it worth it all. Make it worth it all. That we stand in truth. So many have died for our freedom. And the ultimate death for our freedom was Jesus Christ, our brother. Our brother. And God the Father, who makes that great sacrifice of His Son. And God the Holy Spirit, who assists us today, who comes into us, who stays with us, as the gospel proclaims. This beautiful reading from Deuteronomy, that God is love. Moses being this prefigurement of Jesus in a very powerful way. God has spoken to us. We need to listen. And then, of course, this beautiful reading from Romans 8, 14 through 17. And it's all about grace, my brothers and sisters. Grace, grace, grace. Grace. Our justification comes from God's grace. Understanding favor to have eternal life and to live forever. The Father draws us by the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus forgives our sins, and we are sons of Jesus, sons of God, like Jesus, Jesus' brothers. We are in this family, this Trinitarian family. So beautiful. I want to read this reading from the Catechism, 1460 from the Catechism. Actually, I'm going to read another reading. It's 1333 from the Catechism. We were talking about this last night with this is about the Holy Spirit and about the Catholic Church. And one, you know, if there was going to be one paragraph to read about the Catholic Church, I think this would be it. I think this would be it. So it's from the Catechism of the Catholic Church, 1333. That's the number. And this is a celebration of the Christian mystery, right? This is the mystery. The mystery and the mystery of the church. At the heart of the Eucharistic celebration are the bread and wine, that by the words of Christ and the invocation of the Holy Spirit become Christ's body and blood. Faithful to the Lord's commandment, the church continues to do in His memory until His glorious return what He did on the eve of His passion. He took bread. He took the cup filled with wine. The signs of bread and wine become, in a way surpassing understanding, the body and blood of Christ. They continue also to signify the goodness of creation. Thus, in the offering, we give thanks to the Creator for bread and wine, fruit of the work of human hands, and above all, fruit of the earth and of the vine, gifts of the Creator. The Church sees in the gesture of the King Priest Melchizedek, who brought out bread and wine and prefigured of her own offering. So beautiful. So fantastic. Just such a beautiful, beautiful reading there. And also, in this gospel reading, 23 different teachings, my brothers and sisters. You know, it's only like 14 lines of type. 23 different teachings. So hold on, and maybe you can go back to this. You can also re-listen to the radio program on holyfamilyradio.net. And I know they just had a radiothon, and so, you know, they could use donations too. But holyfamilyradio.net if you want to re-listen to the radio program, or drop us a line and we'll make sure we get you a copy. But 23 different teachings. I'm going to go through them kind of quickly here, but it's about the Trinity, this gospel reading, the witness of the chosen by Christ himself. I will give you the keys of the office, the authority to forgive sins. Only God forgives sins. And Jesus gives that authority to the apostles, to the 11. See? To the 11. The priesthood, to act as the person as Jesus, to baptize and to forgive sins. The life of man is known to God and to love God and one another. The church in her very nature is missionary, sent by Christ to all the nations to make disciples of them. I am with you until the end of the age. Go therefore and baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Also in this gospel reading is our profession of faith. All that are, and all people, all my brothers and sisters, all are called to enter the kingdom of God. We are the new children of God, baptized with the Holy Spirit. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Christ's mission is our mission. It is up to the whole human race to be baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We are called to be fruitful until Christ returns to the end of the age. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit that would always be with us. Christ gave us these successors, these apostles, only the 11. And in a very interesting way, they show that the one is missing, that we just have the 11. These are God's plans, my brothers and sisters. God's plan. And it is a perfect plan. You know, the old saying is, you know, God draws with crooked lines. Well, they're not crooked at all. They're just lines. My brothers and sisters, I hope that you pray this week. Pray for a deeper faith. Pray for a deeper understanding of God. But more than anything, to let go of our pride. That somehow we need to figure everything out. That somehow we need to control everything. That somehow we need to figure out what all the scriptures are. We need to figure out the Old Testament, the New Testament. What we really need to know is this, is that God is love. God is love. And God has shown us this greatest sacrifice, just as our brothers and sisters who have gone before us, especially in the military and the armed forces, people who have died for this country, people who have died for our freedom and have paid the ultimate price. And my brothers and sisters, I ask you and I ask myself, am I willing to do that? To lay down my life? To lay down my pride? To lay down what I want for what my neighbor needs? For what my brothers and sisters needs? And to forgive and to love as God loves. And may Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. God bless you all. We love you. Happy Memorial Day. God bless us all.